So tell me why the microwave is the equivalent to a cigarette.
Say it to the mic and pick up your wine.
Tell me why a microwave is the equivalent to a cigarette smoking habit and health-wise. Because I think somebody that smokes a cigarette as often as somebody... Well, see, that's the thing. Anything in over...
You don't even have a joke. This is not a joke.
No.
All right. We're starting.
Wait, okay, is the show starting? Okay, hang on. I have jokes.
Okay, come on.
Which one do you want?
Your call.
Corduroy pillows are making headlines.
Oh, that's great. Doc, not even that one? Man.
Get it? Corduroy is a pattern.
Give it to
that
me.
Involves thick ridges. And if it was in a pillowcase and you slept on it, you'd have lines.
Headlines. Okay. Second office. I'm your host, Alec George, with Doc and Sody. Sody bringing the heat with the dad jokes.
No, like I was talking.
Who's got more?
Unhealthy habits like microwaving, smoking. I used to be addicted to drinking soap.
What?
I'm clean now.
All right. Like the first one better, but that's good too.
Really?
Yep.
I thought the bleach would get you clean. From your fearless leader. I mean, it needs to be talked about, right?
Dude, you know what I want to talk about?
Yeah. No, I got it.
I just got rid of every vacuum and broom in the home.
What sucks now?
No, seriously. I got rid of every vacuum and every broom, every like carpet sweep. They just collect dust.
I blacked out during the middle.
That's cool,
part.
Man. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. How was your week?
It was good. Uneventful, but good. Thank you.
What was the highlight?
Dude. Saturday, Emily and I spent a large portion of the day drinking and watching Cops.
Nice.
Yeah. It was really good. We made up for the next day. We got up. We went to the gym. Then we stood in line for 2 hours. We got our voting out of the way.
There you go. You voted?
We voted.
Give yourself one of the woo. Yeah.
You guys voted too already, so this is for you too. Oh, yeah. Good job. Good job.
I mail it in every year.
Nice.
Or every 4 years.
I would imagine.
Sorry.
Gotcha. Oh, you're the fraud. It's you. You're voting four times. You're voting once a year, 4 years, even when they don't even count anymore. It's been you this whole time. Doc, how was the week?
Can I? Is that an option?
I don't know.
I'd like to check that box.
Here we go. Doc's week.
Uneventful.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I mean... Loss. I shouldn't say loss.
Oh.
I made an in-kind donation to our indigenous people of Minnesota on Friday.
Oh, you went to the casino. Hey, nice. Good for you. Very nice of you, Doc.
In-kind donation.
How much did you give them?
Let's just say they shouldn't ask me for anything.
Okay, good job. It's a successful trip to the casino, I guess.
For them.
For them.
Not for me.
Okay, for sure. Okay, a couple things. Actually,
you know what's bad when they come over and say, hey, we copped you your room.
Yeah. Shit.
Lunch is on us.
Really?
Yeah, don't give me a...
You're like, how much have I given
no
you?
No meal voucher. Here, have dinner. Dang it.
Dang it.
You're like, well, okay. I've really done a number.
We will comp your credit fee transaction.
You're like, yes, dear.
Yeah.
I'll stay another 2 nights.
You just hang your head and kind of go, yeah, sounds good.
Yep. Thank you.
I will. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Dodgers win the World Series, which is good news because that means the Yankees lost the World Series. All right. Fuck the Yankees. You don't know, Doc, but we hate them here.
Okay.
So,
do you know why?
So that's great.
No.
Because they swept us like 4 straight times in the playoffs.
Yeah. We always play them first round in the playoffs and they
just beat us.
Just destroy us.
You guys care about baseball?
A little bit.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Target Field?
Yes.
And?
It was not a good experience.
Whoa.
The field itself or?
Wait, start from the parking lot. How was parking? What was your experience?
I'm also curious.
Parking was okay. I found a lot very close to the field. And so that was fine. Like, I didn't think parking was, you know, parking was parking to me anytime I ever go to any stadium in any city.
You're prepared for it to be less than ideal at least.
Yep, it was fine. It wasn't like a parking garage or anything. It was a surface lot close to the stadium. I got right in. We were maybe a block away. It was very fine.
Good.
Sketchy area though. But I guess that's Minneapolis.
Right.
What?
Where'd you park? No, right down to that area is okay.
That's a historic town.
Yeah, it's good. There's homeless people, but it's fine. That's right by Target Center, too.
Oh, San Francisco.
Hennepin and First and...
Sketchy.
It can get a little sketchy. Okay.
A little sketchy.
The Hennepin bus stops.
They also have Pizza Luce.
I've had a friend jumped there before. Is that what you want? Okay.
I know someone who's been stabbed.
Okay.
Parking was fine.
Good.
No line to get in. That was fine. Really, the...
That's big.
The seats were okay. They were free seats. So, you know, they're great.
Oh, look a gift horse in the mouth, Doc. I dare you. Come on.
No, the problem was with the concessions.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Because tickets are free. Tickets are free.
Yep.
Yeah. We're fine. Let's do it.
Great.
We'll go all out on concessions.
Yeah.
The nacho cheese, man, was cold.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah.
No, it should. Dude, I'm at a baseball game.
It should come out of that machine, which is a warmer.
That's good. Not that's not good nacho cheese in the first place.
I should be blistering my mouth when I eat these chips.
I will agree with that. Nacho cheese should be hot.
Well, it should be hot. You are correct. I would say don't expect that at a baseball game. I don't know.
What else are they known for? Hot dogs, nachos.
I will say this is Twins baseball. This is not Dallas Stadium in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to imagine if somebody orders how much were they? $8, $9 bag of nachos?
Enough for the cheese should have been hot.
To where they can turn around, take the bag, which I don't think they open it, right?
They don't.
They put the bag of chips in and then hit that warmer, hit the button and turn around. There's your $9 nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese coming out of that warmer should be piping hot.
Oh, yeah, because I got to open the bag.
Absolutely should be.
I got to open the bag and dump the chips myself.
Oh,
you introduce fresh air. No, that's because you're introducing fresh air to those chips for the first time. That's how you maintain freshness. Somebody else dumps their chips in. I guarantee you somebody complains and be like, you broke two on the way out. So they're like, you know what? We're not going to F with that. We'll put them in.
And they're already portioned.
But now, obviously, there's a delay between the warmer going into the cup, chips into the container to the customer. Where it's cold.
So what's worse?
Dude, but it wasn't even like cold like that. It was cold.
Like no more liquid? Did you kind of have to like...
Not hot. Cold temperature.
It was cold.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like it was like, I don't want these.
So tell me what's worse. This is my experience with nachos at U.S. Bank Stadium, Vikings game, a few years ago, playing the...
You know there's nothing worse than dead air on podcasts?
Seriously?
Well, it's a good thing we're on video too.
Oh, I have more jokes.
So
you ever taken a racer from
Broncos.
One old?
We were playing the Broncos.
Oh, we got him.
Sorry. What's worse, cold nacho cheese or pre-made nachos that a person had to reach behind and give to you? So it wasn't cold, but it sure as shit was soggy. Soggy nachos or cold nacho cheese on nachos?
I'd rather have hot soggy nachos than cold. No, they weren't crunchy hot, nachos.
Were they in like a nice skull? Helmet?
Not at all. They were in, no, it was one of those paper
football helmets.
No, the paper boats, and that was soggy too.
Well, you should have had the foresight to look behind the person and say, oh, those are going to be the nachos I get.
We didn't.
I don't want soggy nachos.
We didn't. We were hungover.
Well, then they're great.
Classic.
No, we thought so too. And then we're like, okay, so this didn't work.
You put hot sauce on them?
Did they even have hot sauce there?
Yeah, do they have?
Probably
if
not.
If they got Cholula?
I don't know.
I'd be flabbergasted.
We didn't. Either way,
they need to invest.
Flabbergasted.
No, it's true. It's true. No, we didn't. And then we're like, okay, so that wasn't the best. How about Bloody Marys? So we're looking up, where do we get Bloody Marys? Apparently it was one place. Maybe it's changed since then, but it was one place that had Bloody Marys out of a tap for $20.
Out of a tap?
And I know there's no booze in that.
Yeah,
tell you
what?
Right now, there's no booze in there, and it's going to suck.
There's some dude dumping V8s into a dirty jug behind that wall.
Seriously.
What?
Yeah, we're like, we're not doing that. So
I've never heard of that.
No, we left and finished a game at a bar around the corner and had a much better time. That bar at the time was Bacon Social House, and everything that they have to do on the menu has to do with bacon.
I was going
to
say.
So we had bacon-infused bloodies. We had like bacon deviled eggs, and every time the Vikings scored, they gave free purple shots.
If you have your choice of vodka, what kind of vodka guy are you?
Tito's.
Just checking.
Vikings had like 3 touchdowns, fourth quarter, to come back and win. I had like 3 free shots, bacon Bloody Marys, and with a bunch of friendly Vikings fans, and it was much better than actually at the stadium.
Skull, brother.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So here's my nacho story.
Nacho. Sir.
Nice.
Okay. Hey, by the way, that picture of you, there's a stain under your tit. There's a yellow stain under your tit.
Is there?
Yeah. Was that intentional?
No.
Oh. Yeah, you saw it? Bright yellow. Bright yellow. Look it. I'm going to bring it up.
I thought it was a part of the costume.
No, I feel like it
it was. I thought it was part of like you.
No, I don't even think I
would have. I was trying to think, what part of Nacho Libre did he white mustard under his chin?
I don't think I would have even. Stop.
Discard.
I don't think I would have even had a hot dog at that point.
Hammered
it. Oh, you had to.
Hang on.
You've had at least four glizzies. You've dripped mustard on you at some point. I literally thought it was a part of the costume.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Fuck off. Really?
Thank you. Here we go. Hang on. Tractors, deer.
Zoom Whoa, in. What is that picture?
That's a bacon sandwich. Here we go. Right there.
Yeah.
Look at that. Bright yellow stain right under your boob.
Oh my God, dude.
Somebody walked by you and just everyone check.
I have the shirt in my car. That's not on there.
Bullshit.
What? That doesn't even look like a stain. That looks like a piece of tape.
Well, that's on you.
Did somebody band-aid his tit?
You're just looking at my nipple now.
No. Well, no, those we're looking could at the cut stain. Glass.
Like you are cutting glass.
Somebody like you had somebody had a finger of mustard and just walked by and went.
That's crazy.
That's insane, right?
I wore that to the work party dude, a few days later.
You know what's crazier it wasn't than on that? There.
Look at,
at least
this. I don't think.
Look at this demon skin crawler that we found walking in the woods. Okay. So here's a picture of a trail cam and a deer staring at what appears to be a child seated with his legs bent in front of him.
Get the fuck out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what dude. Is that?
It's a skinwalker.
Dude.
That's a dark, dark entity.
Can we post this? Are you kidding me right now?
Look at that.
Fuck off.
Dude. What?
Right?
Are you serious?
Spooky.
And that's not on any other pictures?
Nope. Even Shelly was, we were scrolling through. She's like, what the hell was that?
Is that like an owl that landed?
Nope. Dude.
My dad said it might have been a raccoon, but.
It's a demon child. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not a raccoon, yeah, man. You, like, that's.
You got something there. Looks like one eye. Looks like one big eye, first of all. That's weird.
Well, the deer's just like, what?
Yeah, deer's like,
where'd you come from?
Crawled out of the water.
For those at home wondering.
Crawled out of the water.
Okay. Kind of weird.
Anyways. Okay. Yep. Well, that's what I got. So the Yankees lost. That's great.
Wow,
let's do this super quick. Sody, hey, you guys ready for a curveball?
Yeah.
How about curveball? Sodes?
What?
Ready for a curveball?
Not sure. Out of the park.
So first of all, voting day is tomorrow. Go vote. Everyone vote. Vote.
You're not saying it's a curveball because it's going to strike
nope.
out?
I'm saying it's a curveball because I'm going to give you 30 seconds to talk about why America should vote for Kamala.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to have Doc do Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. You do Kamala.
I love it.
Why does America vote for Kamala?
Yes. Okay. Right now?
Yep. Let's go.
Can I play some music?
If you have background tracks.
It's generic. Yep.
Okay.
Well, hang on. This is, wow.
Yeah, like, right? Like what do you got? What do you got for Kamala?
You kind of just sprang it on me.
Exactly.
Gee whiz. I don't know.
Because anyone who listens to the show could probably assume you're not.
I was like, if anyone's wondering, this clearly just defined who he voted for.
He's not quite ready.
No, well, there's a lot to think about when I have 30 seconds to talk about a candidate.
And that's a loose timeline. I'm not going to be mad if you.
So am I like the campaign manager and I'm on an interview and I'm like, hey, this is
your last ditch effort to get Americans to vote for Kamala.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about a president-elect potential Kamala Harris and why we need to vote her in. A lot of us are wondering about inflation and prices of common goods and household living and life. She has a plan, and that plan is so revolutionary, so cutting edge. What that plan's going to do is it's going to make it way better for people that it's not great for right now, and it's going to make it slightly worse for the people that it's pretty dang good for right now. And everyone in between, we have no idea what's going to happen. But this plan is going to make those things that you said are really important to you happen. We don't know exactly how that's going to happen, but we're going to do it because it's what we were going to do, and we're going to do it now because now it's my turn, and I'm not Biden.
Yeah. That was some damn good political speak.
Almost verbatim of the Care 11 special.
Yes. Yep. Good job.
I don't know.
I knew you wouldn't know.
I haven't looked a whole lot into her plan. I have watched a lot of her live stuff.
Sure. Okay.
And that's, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you. Doc, can you play it for Doc too? Can you play that? Sody, can you play the track for Doc?
Ooh, hang on.
Doc, you got 30-ish seconds. Why does America need to vote Donald Trump? As our 50 what president? What are we on?
Dude, we're not even in the 50s.
We're not? No, 30 something?
No, 40? Right in the middle. Yep.
46, I think.
America, you need to get out and vote because we cannot send Donald J. Trump to prison. If he loses this election, they will put him behind bars. And we have to prevent that. We have to make sure other countries are scared and they know that we walk with a big stick and that we won't just let anybody into this land, our land that we took 200 years ago, because it's our land.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay. I was hoping to make that a little bit funny just because the message is vote. Go fucking vote.
Yeah, seriously. Regardless, find out what candidate speaks to the issues that are important to you and go from there.
And vote from that person.
Yep.
Correct. Okay.
We're not here to influence anybody, but we're also not here to act like we don't have things that are important to us, because we do. That's why we're here to talk about it.
And if you want good laughs on it, the SNL openers have been great.
Yeah.
I still don't know his name. He's a new SNL cast member. Best Trump impression I've seen. Dana Carvey kills Joe Biden.
And please look back at all the wonderful guests we have that multiple have very differing political views, and we still love
you. Just don't want
them
to peg you down to anything.
I don't want to get pegged about anything.
I don't want to get pegged.
Yes, all the SNL impersonations are great. Maya Rudolph, thank you. Does a great Kamala.
Wait, is it Kamala or Kamala?
I always hear Kamala. I thought it was Kamala.
I hear Kamala.
Okay.
Holla, holla.
Kamama. Kamama. Okay.
Kamama, mama.
Football? Football happened. Pretty mama. Here you go.
Montego. Mm-hmm. No, it's licensed. Stop.
Yep. That's our line. Okay. Okay. Vikings. We beat the Colts. All right, and that was an ugly game, and we should have beat them by a lot more.
That was gross.
Because
we didn't score in the first half.
Nope, for the first time, and I'm curious about that because
we tried to go to bed, but my stomach hurt.
I know.
I was literally gassy.
I said it right away. I was like, man, I'm gonna be up until 10:30 watching the Vikes, and like,
it's not even fun.
If there's a reason I'm up at 10:30, it's fine if it's watching sports.
I put Addison in my fantasy lineup, and I told Shaliloquai, I was like, you know what? He tweeted a picture of him like doing handcuffs, and it said free three, like he's being held back. I said, I think Kevin O'Connell's the type that's like, all right, beginning of the game, 8 touches. We're just going to give you the ball. Show us your magical. And
so,
he did.
So you're one of the many who doesn't know that that's his brand, and he's been doing that for years since college.
Oh, no idea.
Yep.
Hey, it worked, though. You got the first touchdown.
Yeah, and he got a bunch of usage those
still
first,
lost in
first
both
few
leagues.
Drives.
One
also,
of them this guy.
He was also missed on a touchdown on Darnold's interception to Jefferson across the middle, his second pick.
Yeah.
Looked like Addison could have had the touchdown there.
Kind of looks like Darnold also just wasn't Sam Darnold for a hot second.
For a hot second, right? Okay, so I'm glad you bring that up.
He just kind of like stops being Sam Darnold.
So Sam had two very ugly interceptions, one of them in the red zone, the end zone, actually.
Yep.
Another reason why we didn't win probably as handily as we should have. So first of all, here's what JJ has to say.
He's gambling on himself.
No, Justin Jefferson. Here's what Justin Jefferson has to say. His ability to connect with players, his leadership goes a long way. Those guys on the field, we are going to die for him. Not we would, we are.
Jesus. Loves us.
And I can only do this.
There must be a sacrifice.
Exactly. So funny choice of words by Jefferson. However, he seems to have the locker room, which is great. And then KOC says he's going to keep letting Sam sling it because he has that trust in him. Now, Sam slinging it is what got him those two ugly interceptions and made it more of a game than it should have been.
But,
so, Sody, what's going
on? But
thoughts on Sam? That's all I'm asking.
This is the sword that I wanted two sharp edges on. Like I've said, from the beginning of the season, once Sam Darnold was on the squad, before JJ was even a part of this team, I said this team is either going to go big or bust. There's no in-between. I don't think we finish with a mediocre, close to 500 record. I think we either, like, first round bye or we miss.
It's either that or going big right now.
I think it's first round bye or we miss the playoffs from here on out. I think our schedule luckily leans towards us being able to kind of fucking coast into a first round bye.
No. Disagree.
No, you guys aren't the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
You won't finish with the best record in the NFC.
I think we keep beating all these teams that are better than us.
Yeah, do you remember that there's only one team who gets a bye now, Sody? It's not two anymore. I don't think that's going to be us.
Never mind.
You didn't know that, did you? You forgot about that? That's all right.
Yeah.
One team.
That's okay.
One team. So
I think we'll two-seed our way into home field advantage.
Well,
hey, home field at least until a championship game.
Don't think you won't be 2 seed. Okay. At best, you would be 5th. Detroit's gonna win the division.
The Lions are probably best team in the league. It's Lions, Chiefs right now. Ravens.
I say Lions, right? Ravens.
Lions, Ravens were my Super Bowl pick beginning of the year before anything ever happened.
Was that my pick too?
Nope.
No, I said Green Bay and somebody probably.
You said, yeah. I think you said Chiefs. I think you said it's still going to be Chiefs. Maybe you said Bills. Sody said Bills. You're a Bills guy.
Bills, Niners.
You're probably. A Bills guy.
Mm. And a Niners guy.
True.
Chiefs.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I think Detroit's the 1 seed. Vikings, Packers are 5 and 6 in some order.
Oh.
Some order?
Not ready to commit. I'm not either.
Not like the order they are right now.
Well, how many?
Which is different than last week. That's how fluid it is.
But we have the same number of wins.
Kinda.
We have the same number of wins.
Did we play the same number of games?
No, I'm glad you guys have a bye and have rested.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish we had a later bye, actually.
You just haven't had an opportunity, an extra game to lose yet.
No.
As a Vikings fan, Sody, he's right. Sody, as a Vikings fan, he's correct.
And we won.
As a Vikings fan, he's correct. We talked before the game, and you're like, I'll FaceTime you when we fuck something up.
You're such a pessimist. An opportunity to lose. It's a game.
Sody, you said that. You said, I'll FaceTime you during the game when we did something to blow it or something. Remember that?
I'm not putting you guys.
You said, I'll FaceTime you when we fuck something up.
Whoa. Yeah.
And it was happened most of the game, honestly.
Yeah. there was no one point I could call you. From the start, it was like, this
is like, bad.
Now I'm just waiting for something good to happen. You're like, hey.
You're letting Joe Flacco.
Flo Jacko.
Whoa.
7-0 at half.
Okay, so first of all, I thought for sure.
That was defense. That was not Flo Jacko.
As soon as Anthony Richardson was benched, I thought the Vikings would lose. We have a really odd history about backup quarterbacks beating us. And the Colts, like, they have a roster. It's a potentially decent team.
It's an NFL team, yeah. what are the Carolina Panthers, then?
Yeah, right. Which is my point.
They would lose to Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, what was I saying?
I have no idea.
Me either. So,
you're saying that the Colts had an active NFL roster consisting of 53 players at any given time.
When Flacco was announced as a starter, I was like, wow, our chances to lose are a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was my thinking.
Really?
Now, did the defense come back to what we got used to this season, or was that the Colts?
See, I think our defense works against a guy like Flacco a lot better than a guy that can go, oh, shit, here they come, and run away. Our defense works great against a guy going, ah, ah.
This is why I think
so fast and young. Look at them.
I think we'll do okay.
God, they're huge.
I think we'll do okay against Kirk Cousins. I think we're going to do okay against Kirk Cousins for that reason. He doesn't move.
Did you see Joe Flacco had to pull up his highlights and show his kids? Because they were like we're calling him out for losing.
Seriously?
And he's like, this is who your
dad
is.
Dude, I'm a Super Bowl champion.
You had to show him the Super Bowl run?
Yeah.
That crazy Super Bowl run? Okay, yeah. Well, good.
Who's
good for
this
him.
Bob's Burger character playing quarterback for the Ravens? Who brought him to life?
Yeah. His kids, I'm sure, are seeing all like the young, like hot ones.
Hey, have you seen that Bob's Burger's loosely based off a cannibal? Kind of like a Sweeney Todd?
Yep.
That's fucked up.
That was an older episode, wasn't it?
No, like
the whole show.
The more you, if you start Bob's Burgers over and watch it and pretend that they're trying to cover up that they're serving people. I mean, what's their neighboring business who they're best friends with? What does he own?
Yeah. The funeral home.
It's a funeral home. And the one next to him's what? Cremation?
Is this one of those really fun cartoon conspiracy theories that you can't disprove?
Just makes, yeah. And it sucks.
Really? I hadn't heard that one.
It's shitty. The more you watch people eat these burgers, you'll see people disappear, and all of a sudden they'll have like, hey, we have a special burger we have to sell a ton of.
Really?
And it has to do with people that are yeah, that's screwed up.
Okay, funny timing like that and everything. Okay. Gotcha. Doc, how do you think the Darnold's doing?
I mean, I think he's fine. I think...
No, no, that's the thing. He's fine, and the Vikings, I think, have a really good team, but he's just fine. That's why I doubt how far we can go.
Here it is. I mean, you have to... Do you like...
That's all I'm saying.
Do you like the gunslinger or not?
Yeah,
it worked for Brett Favre.
I loved Brett Favre. I like the gunslinger, but that first interception was so bad, and then the second one looked bad too. And maybe this is just people getting tricked by stills taken, but I saw it live too. I was like, Addison has a touchdown, or at least a big gain.
Yeah, but you got to think. I mean, these guys have 4 seconds to maybe process a play.
No, I get it. And get through their progressions. He probably thought something was going to happen where Jefferson was going to be wide open in the middle.
You're at the line. You're using motions to try to diagnose what coverage they're in, who's coming, who's not, who's the mic, who's dropping, what's going on. Here we go.
Can you imagine what Georgie's going to do when College Football 25 hits Oculus?
He's just down here running
around. He's down here in cleats. Dude, he's got his headphones on and the hoodie up, just high kneeing around, just like.
You got to get the circular all-direction treadmill.
Oh, sheesh. Whoa. That'd be sick.
I think that's a thing for VR gaming.
Yeah, right there.
But anyways, okay.
That would be fun. Just
we'll expense it.
Just create our own app called Pocket Presents.
There you go.
You just got to sit in there and just deliver strikes.
Here you go. I want to say this one more time so we don't forget it in case something happens. Justin Jefferson said, those guys on the field, we are going to die for him. We are going to die for him. And I feel like with the season we've had, that could allude to something. So I just hope
who's dying?
Well, Darius already died.
He didn't die.
Kyrie Jackson. You asked. You asked. Okay. We were talking about Uncrustables, eaten by teams last year, right?
Yeah.
Not. We were
Have you heard
last
these
week.
Stats? The amount of Uncrustables eaten by NFL teams. I heard it from your
show. Yeah. She listens. Thank
Look
you.
At that. What? We deliver facts.
What do we think that number is for the Vikes a week?
God, damn.
It's not as much as I would have thought.
Why didn't I grab a box of those? That would have been perfect.
Pump those numbers up.
What? No, you pump it up.
200 for the Vikes.
Pump
it up.
Yes, I was at Sam's Club this past weekend.
You saw some Uncrustables. Did you get them?
I looked at the box. Courtney looks at me and goes, what are you doing? I'm like, if they're good enough for NFL players.
So you got some? Did you bring any?
No, I didn't get any.
Wait, are there...
I'm sorry.
God damn. Yeah, I'm sorry. Are there any new flavors? The strawberry grape, I remember.
That's all Sam's Club.
There's a grilled cheese one. Mm.
Ugh. There's a breakfast one, I thought.
Maybe.
No. Might have been a hot pocket.
But can you do, like, I feel like you have to just, it's got to be grape or strawberry, right? Maybe blueberry.
No, correct.
Out there.
They have a blueberry?
Correct.
They should.
Sheesh.
Did you guys know anyone?
Do they have a chunky option yet?
Dude.
I would hope so. I don't think so, though. Good call.
Why?
Come on, Uncrustables.
You want to know how
Can we
old
get a blueberry chunky?
Please. Bloob?
Apple chunky. Apple and peanut butter?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Faffo.
What about bloob? Why
what
blueberry?
Do you, bloob?
Blueberry. It's short for blueberry. Bloobs.
Bulldogs.
My dad always called them bloobs.
Bloobs?
Like boobs.
Who doesn't like good bloobs?
Exactly.
Like boobs, but...
Nice juicy bloobs. Yeah, there's our episode title.
You want to know how old I am?
Bloobies and boobies.
I have an advent calendar for this Christmas of different jams.
Seriously?
So each day is a different jam. I'm forgetting the company right now. I wish I knew, but it's like a big
isn't
deal,
that
apparently.
What,
it's a play on words, too. Each day is a different jam.
Isn't that what Chevy Chase got instead of
a
raise?
I don't know.
And he went and had his cousin kidnap his boss? Because he said he got enlisted in like the jelly of the month.
Jelly of the month. Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. I feel like that's a Christmas vacation. Chevy Chase, instead of getting the raise, he wanted to buy the pool, gets a subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about an advent calendar where each day is a new jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New jelly of the day.
Clark Griswold's jelly company's all over that calendar.
Clark ain't got shit on, Doc.
Nah, jelly of the day, baby.
Jod.
One of them's like a coffee chocolate.
Seriously?
Coffee chocolate jam?
I cannot wait for that day.
Oh, so they're the actual jam.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They're little jams
each day. I thought it was
day.
Just like a picture of the jam
no.
for some
now,
stupid
is
reason.
Is it like the little
Dude,
Smucker's
legit
containers?
Jam.
Son of a bitch.
Is it like the little Smucker's containers?
Yes.
Okay, so question.
Wow.
You get served toast, right? They're cut in triangles.
Dude, it's not the plastic ones, though. Here,
but you know what I'm talking about. The Smucker's single serves?
Yeah.
How many of those per toast? I'm one container per half slice of toast.
That sounds about right.
No, I think one container for a whole piece of bread.
No. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, but so normally you'll get like four half pieces of toast.
Correct.
Are you talking one container per piece? So
per,
you're getting
per full piece. Per full piece. No.
Okay, so you're using. I'm using four containers of jelly.
I know that's what you were saying. I think
you're
that's
using
too much.
Two.
That's way too much.
Doc.
Yes. I think that's way too
So
much.
At the Woodsman up in Reamer, they have apple jam and like strawberry.
I'm probably a three guy.
Eh. Oh, frick off.
Oh. Right in the middle. Right in the middle,
that's
baby.
That's respectable.
Right in the middle.
I know people that'll use half a one on all four.
looks at you. Yeah, that's not enough. That's weird, Shelly.
It's not enough jelly.
Weird.
Hey, everyone. Alec from the second office here to remind you to set sail with the most experienced team in expedition cruising. That's the National Geographic Lindbad Expeditions Team. You'll explore the world's most extraordinary places alongside, to be named later, renowned guest speakers and the ever more engaging Science at Sea programs. If you have not heard about this, please look it up. Every voyage offers a deeper understanding of our planet's wonders and, my favorite part, a chance to make a positive impact on the environments and cultures you visit and become a part of. Do us a favor, book early with Kay at Sulite Experiences. Again, that's K-A-Y at suliteexperience.com. And save on 2026 and 2027 voyages. Start your adventure today with National Geographic Lindblad Expeditions, where exploration meets conservation. Mention this ad for additional savings when you email Kay at K@suliteexperience.com. Hey everyone, Sody with the second office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
Never mind.
Weird jelly usage.
You get excessive sometimes.
Okay. Other cool... Speaking of advent calendars, before I move on, I want the Harry Potter Lego advent calendar.
They have that?
Yeah. And you get a different minifigure for each day.
We should make an advent calendar of episodes.
We have that many. We could do it.
Our favorite ones.
Love it.
Ooh, we could do an advent of clips.
Cam Robinson made his debut at left tackle for the Vikings after being on the team for only 5 days, played 73 snaps and only 3 pressures allowed. He played okay.
That was the guy that's not Darisa?
Correct.
You're not wrong.
That we traded for. We all know this at this point. We traded for him. Is it cool? Is it worth the dead air?
It's the little glass jars, man. No, it's like the little glass jars.
I'm into it.
Like, look at that. And it's a different flavor every day.
And what was the next one you said?
Huh?
Coffee something?
Dude, one of the, because it has to put the nutritional facts on it, right? Yeah. One of them is a coffee chocolate jelly. I cannot wait for that day.
All over. Are you going to include, when you put jam on your toast or jelly, whatever you want to say, do you also do butter?
No.
Sody?
Oh, yes.
Yes. You have to.
You do a base layer of butter.
You do a small butter base layer.
To soften up the ridges.
Yes.
And then that's how you kind of get like
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Give her a shot.
I'm there.
Give her a shot.
You need fat.
Mm-hmm.
For any good food, you need some type of fat. And the butter is the fat that delivers the flavor.
So he's correct.
Salt, fat, and heat.
Yep.
Yo. Correct. Salt in the bread.
So, Sody, you had mentioned Vikings didn't score the first half, did they?
No.
What changed? Weird, right? We always score on the first drive.
KOC said, wake up!
Well, Vikings O coordinator Wes Phillips moved down to the sideline for the game from up in the booth.
Why would he change something that's not broken?
The main reason is part of the team's effort to improve the offense's efficiency and communication before snap. So... I think, one thing it may have helped was, I don't know if we had an illegal formation penalty or a delay of game that we seem to have 4 of every week. I didn't see that. That was great. But we also didn't score as much. So who knows? Who fucking knows, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, Doc.
Jeez. So any thoughts on having the coordinator in the box versus on the sideline?
I think somebody upstairs might have let one rip, and he's like, I can't be here.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
After some cold cheese on
their
nachos.
They're like, Coach, why are you on the sideline today? Oh, continuity.
Yeah. High fives.
Morale.
No, some guy was upstairs complaining about how cold his nacho cheese was. He's like, I got to get out of here.
It was Doc.
Oh, that's good. It was probably.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's valid.
Last thing before
your feelings are valid here.
Before we move on to the.
Are you sure?
Yes. I agree with you. It's still funny.
All right.
It's a first world problem.
Last thing before.
Last thing. God, the Wi-Fi sucks. It sucks, but it's not the worst thing that could happen to you.
My
that
water's
day.
Too clean.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right. Last
My Brita filter needs to be changed. I'd rather have the. Just give me the fluoride.
Okay.
Well, no, we're taking all that out as soon as our boy gets back in office.
Okay, so.
RFK is going to be in charge of all the health.
Last thing about the Vikes before we move on to the Packers.
Dude. Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah,
I used to like you.
Why don't refs give a shit about Sam's face or his head? What happened?
Have you seen it? It's ugly.
He's handsome. We have a t-shirt. That does well.
It doesn't.
By the way, Brian.
We haven't sold one.
By the way, Brian, do you own Sam Darnold's face? Where are you at, so. Brian? God.
So
wait, does Sam own his face?
Yeah. Nah. You never know, right?
Well, it was. I drew it.
So
kind of.
It's abstract. This is a tweet from Kevin Seifert. Apparently, Let me start again. Apparent illegal hits on Vikings QB Sam Darnold have gone unpenalized in consecutive games. Kevin O'Connell said he's been trying to seek, quote, clarity from officials in the NFL, but has learned, quote, very quickly that his opinion, quote, really does not matter.
I will agree that Darnold's been smacked in the face twice now. I won't say that, again, like last week, I will not say that that influenced the outcome of the game. But I will say it's kind of, like if I... You got to do the Patrick Mahomes comparison. If that had been Mahomes, those guys would be ejected and handcuffed.
Especially because the ref spiked the flag right next to Sam as soon as it happened. And then that same ref was like, no, it was fine. I changed my mind. It was fine.
Yeah, the one's like, oh, I think that was kind of bad, but we don't like these guys, right?
It's just super weird. I think it's mostly coincidence, but still weird that that neither were reversed.
I think
in
after
real time.
Kirk didn't want to get vaccinated, the Vikings got canceled.
There is a quarterback out there who has it worse.
Who's that? Jordan Love?
No. Justin Herbert for the Chargers.
Shelly, if she tries to eat that cat food, will you beat her up? You don't need to do that. Just tell her no. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming to the show. That, yeah. Will you voluntarily beat a small animal?
Yeah. By the way, please commit animal abuse.
Hey, Jane,
where
are you going? You're not going to eat that cat food, are you? That's what I thought. Shelly will beat you up. Okay. All right, Packers. Doc. Elgton Jenkins had this to say about the loss to the Lions. Did you see this? You seen this? You heard about this?
No.
Packers offensive lineman Elgton Jenkins on the loss to the Lions. Quote, the team that executed won, not the better team. Thoughts?
The team that executed won, not the better team.
Do you agree?
We may be hearing that tomorrow night.
What happens tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, nice. True, the election. Good one. thoughts? How'd the game go? It's the Lions, but yeah, it didn't look the best, right?
No.
I watched 90% of it.
Jordan Love watched a lot of film of Brett Favre.
What are these pick sixes, though? If he could mitigate these insane pick sixes...
It looks like...
Sody's playing Madden. I'm sorry, but it looks like Sody's had a few, and he's like, "I'm gonna fire up the old franchise."
He's throwing hook shots right into their bellies.
I got a rookie I've been warming up,
saying, "Here you go,
let's cut him loose."
Here's 7 points for you.
Yeah, sheesh. It was really bad.
Yeah, not 2 weeks in a row, but the one from the end zone a couple weeks ago, yeah. Which I understand you're trying to throw away. I would like that's kind of his only option if he's getting tackled in the end zone.
It looks like his groin is bothering him.
Yes,
he did not have the Deshaun Watson treatment. And so he's just out there limping.
Doc, you're just on one. Yeah. I mean, the Lions force every team's hand to get off script and to play the way that they're not comfortable just by how efficient their freaking offense is. The Lions are crazy. Jared Goff, I'm going to say it again. I think he's been the best quarterback in the league so far.
I couldn't agree more.
He was the first ever QB to win three in a row at Lambeau.
Huge fan.
It's first cool. ever. I don't know when it started happening last year.
When they traded for Stafford.
Doc, but nope, not what I'm talking about. Talking about the Packers.
Yep.
Do you know what time Love really freaking turned it around? Is that about to happen again?
Yeah, week 9, week 10.
Is that what it was? And now it's week 10? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it was also super rainy for the game.
Yeah, the problem is you know, I think his injuries are adding up, and I don't know. We'll see what happens.
He does get banged up, doesn't he?
Oh, and he's—I mean, he's just not.
Is he a lefty?
No.
No, he's just a wildy.
Well, then I think he turned it around when his right tackle whiffed on a block. That's when I'd turn it around.
We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Like a rollout? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Okay. Yeah,
I think he's not making smart decisions. He's not fully there on his lower half, and he's playing scared.
What? Do you agree?
What does that mean?
Do you agree with your offensive lineman that at
what each? What does that mean?
He's not fully there on his lower half. Does he not have all the fucking nerve connection?
No, he's got a bang up left knee and his groin's hurt now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How well do you move when your knee and groin hurts?
Sody.
You're probably like, please come rub it. Sody. Please come rub it.
Where's my white wine?
Right.
Yeah. Woo! Got his ass. Ah! Okay.
Exactly.
So, ouch.
So Doc, you're on a soft couch where it's not raining.
So, is this a stupid quote
from a stupid player? Or do you agree that not the better team won, and at each team's best, the Packers are the better team?
No. Well, I wholeheartedly, think the Packers are the best team when they're at their best.
Okay, good. Just wanted to test your fandom. That's all. Okay. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Who do the Packers have next week?
Do you know what's not a problem at Lambeau Field?
Hmm.
Warm nacho cheese.
Ah, shit.
Well, everything's warm compared to 30 degrees. You guys don't have a roof.
Okay, but also, wouldn't that be crazy if Lambeau couldn't do cheese right? That'd be bad.
I would not be a fan.
Exactly. That'd just be really bad.
How many different items of cheese do they have at Lambeau?
That's a great question.
Yeah, do they lean into that? Because they should.
You know, there's...
Like, can you get an edible cheese?
11 head? Different ways to spell Jalen for players that are starting on NFL rosters this year.
Can you say them all?
Well, I know there's like Jalen Hurts, J-A-L-E-N.
Yep.
There's a J-A-Y-L-I-N-N. There's a J-A-Y-L-I-N.
There's a J-A apostrophe L-Y-N-N.
Yep. There's a J-A-I-L-I-N.
J-A-E-L-O-N.
Yep. There's a J-A-E-L-E-N.
Yep.
There's a J-A-I-L-Y-N.
Yep.
It's fucked.
You're pretty right. Good
yeah.
job there.
I was watching the video. Yeah. I'm like, good Lord.
A lot of them.
Well, we're about to experience the same thing with Aiden, I feel like. Thanks, Hutch.
Yeah, could see it. Okay, so Packers next week are in Chicago. So they should bounce back.
Yeah.
Should bounce back. Chicago, I believe to be frauds. I know they're 5-3, but their schedule has been a cakewalk, and they're not well coached. So I think they're the odd man out of the awesome NFC North. Sorry, I'm just looking at the Packers schedule here. Ah, Packers will they'll finish strong. Vikes one more time, Bears twice. There's two dubs. They'll beat the Dolphins. They'll beat the Seahawks. They'll beat the Saints.
There's three. You said Vikes and then Bears twice. That's three.
Sorry, Bears twice, Vikes once.
Yeah, it's three wins.
Oh, okay. Maybe at Vikings, we took it in Lambeau, so you guys might take it at home. I could see it. We usually split. We've split recently. Okay. God, how the frick is the NFC North going to play out? Sure, Lions on top. Let's say that, but we're neck and neck. That's going to be right there. Hmm.
Literally.
Are you here?
No.
You guys can talk. You're in the same room.
Yeah, geez.
No. I'm getting hungry.
Here, where's here playoffs?
For a burger, it's Burger Quest. She thought we were going to be questing tonight.
Where do you guys want to quest? Yeah, I'm sorry, Shelly.
Can we DoorDash Freddy's? Is there a Freddy's that'll deliver? You guys have not had Freddy's yet.
I do not know.
Do I need to get DoorDash again? I swore off this devil app.
Okay, so it's how many teams in the playoffs now? There's an extra one.
Seven.
There's seven. Packers have 7 seed right now. Vikings have 5.
Who's 6?
Philly at 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
NFC's tough.
That's a Seahawks.
Cardinals at 5-4 are the 4 seed.
Well, seriously? Of course, because that,
wait,
division,
seriously? No,
that division's a joke.
Yeah, shout out OG from work. Seriously. You know who you are.
So I got
to
imagine.
I had no idea your cards were doing that.
Well,
he's a huge Kyler Murray fan.
They're the best of the
worst. Why?
Still.
Right?
Still.
That's what I said. As soon as he's like, dude, Kyler's like the best quarterback in the NFL. I was like, ugh.
Did he say something like that?
Dude, he Listen, he believes, much like a lot of people think the Packers on their best day are the best team, that on his best day, Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in the NFL.
There's no way many people think that.
He also told me early on in the college football season, like, the Ducks are going to run stuff.
I feel like I could talk.
And I'm like, what are you talking?
I feel like I could talk to.
This is Georgia Bama's league.
1,000 people, and none of them would say.
And now the Ducks are running stuff.
Well, that's not that hard to believe. I mean, they did great last year, and their head coach didn't leave for the Alabama job for a reason.
Is Lanning's going to be the next guy to go to the NFL, though, after this season with Oregon?
Is that being talked about?
It is tonight. We're going to be the first one. I wrote it down.
Does he have interest in that?
Will Dan Lanning be the next college coach to go pro?
Does he have interest in that? Down.
Who wouldn't?
You did write it down, didn't you?
Some college guys don't want to go pro because that's a completely different beast.
Nick Saban just wants to hang out with Pat McAfee.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, Pat seems so cool. That's the coolest punter ever.
Yeah, seems like a fun guy.
Except for Chris Cluey.
Yeah, great guy. Yeah, I miss Chris.
Chris, let's reach out to him.
Mr. Cluey.
He would definitely come on this show.
I think he would, too.
Yep.
And I think we'd get along.
Wait, how tall is he? Is your ceiling high enough?
He's like, yeah, he was six something.
Not that short. No, I'm saying he's that tall.
He's pretty tall. Okay. On our behalf, you should have that coworker listen to this segment. I feel like I could talk to 1,000 Arizona Cardinal fans, and not one of them would tell me Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in football. That's stupid. It's stupid and incorrect.
Like, in football, the best.
Yeah. Did he say that to you? Or are you embellishing? Or, like, he's confirming. Do you have a text?
Explain to me why Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in football.
Hope we get that text back before show ends pretty soon. Okay. NFL recap all around. Dak injured his hammy. Cowboys suck. They should fire their coach. They should fire Mike McCarthy and start over.
Yeah.
They need to just... Rewind.
Even Dak thinks they suck. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said that.
Yep.
Exactly.
He looked at his other teammates. We fucking suck.
Yeah, for real. No, it's true.
It's not a great situation over there. I think the owner needs to kind of move on, hand the reins over. I think they need a regime change, and they have a massive market.
Jerry is taking
a lot of money to be made.
He is taking that franchise to the grave.
Really is.
And of course he is.
He's, along with these contracts, he's going to haunt people from the grave.
He's going to be in hospice and still calling shots.
They're going to be paying him and players that are in different countries when they're trying to keep players they drafted and young talents like CeeDee later on.
Agreed. There should be more coach firings.
Bears only, coach will
only,
be gone this
only
week.
One that happened was Dennis Allen of the Saints. Good call. And that was funny because I didn't know that, Doc.
What?
It's the same thing. Same situation happened before with him. I didn't know that. Dennis Allen. We talked about this. Dude, you can't do this.
I can't do what?
Yeah. I have
How
no
am
idea
I supposed to know there's a lead up there? Dennis Allen is the first NFL head coach to be fired by two organizations as the head coach. With the same starting quarterback. The Oakland Raiders also fired him as head coach when he had Derek Carr as his quarterback.
And I never knew.
Is Derek the problem?
I never knew Derek was his quarterback. And I never knew he was a coach in Oakland, but I just love that. I just love that. He's like, nope, it was the organization that was at fault.
He's
not being Derek.
Yeah, he's like, Derek, you're coming with me.
It still ain't Derek.
It's still not Derek. We're fine.
He's in Denver right now, like, Derek! Bo Nix sucks!
We got called Derek.
Yep.
Has anyone called Derek yet? So Dennis Allen got fired. Yep, Eberflus should be fired. And I think that is such a huge freaking mistake that they didn't do it last season. Knowing that they would get Caleb Williams, the first thing should have been to bring in a coach. Oh, did he respond?
Immediately.
Let's go.
He is the single most athletic player in the NFL. He is the fastest quarterback with a great arm talent, never seen before, and has proven greatness over and over again. He's sending me videos of Kyler Murray in legendary 2014 senior year football
of
highlights.
His high school
2014,
Sody.
11 years ago.
Sody, I need to go by these points one by one, and I'm going to dissect this. Let me at the
he's
son of a gun.
He's still texting.
Yeah, he's still going. Okay. Kyler.
Can I just start with that first one?
So he is the single most athletic player in the NFL.
Not even fucking close, first of all. Tyreek Hill, Lamar Jackson.
Right?
Plenty of wide receivers. Plenty of running backs. Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley are much better athletes.
He is the fastest quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
False. Again.
With a great arm talent. Never seen before.
What? Arm talent never seen before?
Like his.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
So is this
debunked?
Just, is this...
And has proven greatness over and over again.
Is it because he was a first-round selection in the
NFL,
Major League Baseball
draft?
He has not draft?
Proven greatness once.
He's not great at watching film.
He has not proven greatness even once.
From the single best quarterback to come out of Texas high school football to becoming dominant at OU, and it, on top of that, proving he can come back from injury and lead.
He's not doing that well.
Well, it doesn't matter.
He's not doing that well.
So, but here's the problem.
You're convincing me. Keep going.
Here's the problem. Okay, awesome. He's the best high school quarterback to come out of Texas. That's not the NFL.
That's great. He's a great 17-year-old.
Mike Winch.
Love it.
He won a Heisman in college.
Good job.
Reggie Bush. DeMarcus Russell.
Yep, there's one every year.
When he's led a winning season, you only have to be one above 500.
Even if he's
Brooks Bollinger.
Even if he's the best athlete in the NFL, he's not. Even if we're going with that point to say, sure, he's the best athlete in the NFL, it hasn't translated. He has not been good. He's never been good in the NFL.
Ever. He should have taken the Oakland Athletics contract.
Yes, he's had highlight plays, and that is it.
He should have played baseball.
Derek Carr.
He should have played baseball.
I cannot believe someone holds that opinion. That's insane. That's actual insanity.
He would have made more money playing baseball.
The best arm talent we've ever seen? The best arm talent we've ever seen?
Josh Allen.
Take it easy. I like this kid.
That's insane.
Anyway.
He's not watched other quarterbacks.
Would you right now, money aside, trade Kyler for Darnold straight up?
No. Darnold's better than Kyler. Right. Darnold is better than
this
Kyler.
This is going to get him fired up. Because I believe you would take Kyler?
Yeah.
Maybe really? Over Darnold?
Maybe yeah. For the Vikes.
On the Vikings team, yes.
Maybe on the Vikes, sure. Put him on the worst team in the league.
With KOC as his coach, yeah.
Okay, are the Panthers...
He's definitely a lot more mobile.
Are the Panthers this year, this year's Panthers, doing better with Darnold or Kyler?
The Panthers?
This year's Panthers?
Yeah, what the worst... I'm saying the worst team. Like the worst
Let
NFL
me ask
team.
You this.
If they were to have that quarterback...
Well, look at...
Are they better with who?
Look at like us. We were going after Richardson. We were pumped about... I wanted Richardson in the draft.
Well, me too.
He got benched for Flacco. Mm-hmm. Colts would kill to have Kyler right now. I'll tell you, if we did not have Sam Darnold, we'd be clamoring for Kyler.
Kyler is what? Top half? He's a top half QB.
Well, the top half's short too.
It's not really. Here,
yeah, the bottom half short. He's just short.
Okay, I'm into this now. Let's give it to him.
I don't need your computer. You want me to list the starting quarterbacks for the NFL?
And we'll go one by one. Okay. Well, I got a list. Okay.
You guys ever heard of Urban Skillet?
Hey, so it's apparently good. Sody. Let's do this. Okay.
That's fast.
Lamar Jackson. The question is this quarterback or Kyler Murray?
Lamar Jackson.
We're taking Lamar.
Yep.
Jared Goff.
I'm taking Goff.
Taking Goff. No question about
right
it.
Right now, I would, yeah.
I don't think that's even close to a debate.
Actually, you know what? I've always been a Goff guy.
Trevor Lawrence.
Ooh, Kyler.
Trevor Lawrence.
I'll take Trevor. I think Trevor's in a bad situation. I don't think the Jags have any direction. They've been shit since he's been there. I still don't think he's great and could very well be a bust. I'm still taking him over Kyler. Brock Purdy.
Brock. All day.
Kyler.
Really? Over Brock?
I think Brock is a product of his situation.
Ah, his accuracy show ain't though.
Purdy for 30, baby.
Jalen Hurts. Taking Jalen. I haven't taken Kyler once yet.
I just don't like them.
Okay, here's the next
like
one.
I don't like him. I don't want him to be a Viking.
What about this?
I'd be pissed.
What about this one? Kyler Murray.
Which year?
Right.
Cobra Kyler?
Matt Stafford. Right now. Matt Stafford or Kyler?
Kyler.
Staff.
I'm taking Staff.
Give me the Staff and lead my sheep.
Jordan Love. I'm taking Jordan Love.
Kyler.
I'm taking Jordan Love. I'm taking Jordan Love. I'm taking which Kyler. Should tell you.
No, you're not.
I got you, O.
Tua. Fuck you are.
Tua.
Oh, I'm not taking Tua.
Kyler.
Injuries aside.
I'm taking Kyler.
Even injuries aside.
Yes.
Yeah, Tua's fat.
Well, sure, but he can sling it.
It's not about his brain. He's
I'm
fat.
I'm taking Tua. CJ Stroud.
CJ.
Joe Burrow.
Joe.
Burrow.
Kirk Cousins.
Kyler.
Kirk's fucking slinging it right now. I'm talking about this season.
Kyler.
Okay.
I even the little bit of fucking Falcons football I've watched, I watched him just look left, look right,
and then
one guy just barreling down, he just tucks it and just gets hammered.
His numbers last few weeks are pretty crazy.
God.
Kirk's putting up numbers
last few weeks. Well, I'm sure he does, but he just gets hit.
Okay, so what, you said Kyler 3 or 4 times now?
Too many. More than I thought I would.
Okay. You took him over Trevor Lawrence. You took him over Tua and Jordan Love. Yep. And now Kirk. You've taken him four times.
Yep.
Okay, Pat Mahomes. We're taking Pat Mahomes.
Yep.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen. Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rod.
I'm still taking Rodgers this year.
Yep.
Okay. Dak Prescott. I'm taking Dak.
Kyler.
You guys taking Kyler? Okay, yep. So that's five now. I'm taking Dak. I still haven't taken him over any of these guys. Justin Herbert.
Herbert.
Justin.
Herbert. Russell Wilson.
Wilson.
Kyler.
So six.
I'd rather have Kyler.
Is it who are we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 18. Who are we missing here?
Bryce Young.
Okay. That's the first one I'm taking Kyler over.
Derek Carr.
I'm taking Kyler.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. I'm taking Kyler.
Baker Mayfield.
Who's the guy in Seattle?
Oh. Hold on. I got it. Yep, Baker Mayfield.
Taking Bake.
Bake.
Yep.
Geno Smith.
I'm counting Sody's Kyler's. He's at eight.
Kyler. I'm taking Kyler. Over Geno?
Sure. Okay.
Whoever the Raiders want to start. Kyler. It's Minshew right now. Kyler. Whoever, right?
So whoa! Gardner.
You're going to take Gardner Minshew over Kyler?
No, Kyler.
Okay, so you're at 10, Sody.
So if you're the Colts, Joe Flacco / Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. I there's something in him I could get.
Okay.
I could find
I it. Would take Kyler.
I could unlock that box.
Okay, so Sody's still at 10.
Sam Darnold.
Sam.
Okay, Sody's still at 10.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb.
Yeah, I'm taking Caleb too.
Yep.
Also taking Caleb.
Daniel Jones.
Kyler.
Kyler. So Sody's at 11 now.
Jaden Daniels.
Taking Jaden.
Jaden.
Tennessee, Mason Rudolph, R. Will Levis.
Will. No.
No, Kyler.
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 Who's okay. The guy that sucks in Carolina?
Bryce Young.
We already said him. We already took Kyler.
And then Bo Nix.
I already said that.
Kyler.
I think that's everybody.
Sody's at 12.
Probably.
So you would take him over 12 NFL quarterbacks,
yep.
Putting him at 19th yep. on your list. Not even top half. And you were being generous. This, like, stupid opinions by this kid.
No.
Stupid opinions.
Stop.
No, it's stupid opinion.
This is how people stop talking.
Stupid opinion.
I think it's an opinion that needed to be explored so he could hear somebody else's opinion.
It is an opinion that we don't agree with.
Come on.
Stupid.
It's not stupid.
Don't say that.
It's an opinion we don't agree with.
Stupid. Nobody agrees with
that opinion. Sound like CBS.
Nobody agrees with anything he texted you at all. Stupid. Stupid. Okay.
God. Next on NBC.
Exactly. Okay. Am I missing anything on the NFL?
No.
Who knows, right? Okay. Timberwolves.
God forbid we say anything.
Are the stupid Chiefs still stupid winning?
Probably. Okay. Little Wolf stuff. The Wolves are 3-3.
Oh.
And Ant's off to a hot start. Ooh.
Kyler Murray was also.
Can't wait
he
to
has
tell
shown nothing but talent on the most talentless rosters in the NFL for five straight seasons.
Then when why
he
are
came
they
into
doing
the NFL,
anything?
He dominated and won Rookie of the Year and took a Pro Bowl the next 2 years. Then got injured and went through three coaches and is still leading the West with a team that would run through a wall for him or die for him.
I love his enthusiasm. I'll give him that. He's wrong.
As he would then. First player in NFL history with 70-plus passing touchdowns and 20-plus rushing touchdowns in his first three seasons. First player in NFL history with 3,500-plus passing yards and 400-plus rushing yards in each of his first three seasons. Consecutive games of a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. Five.
He's not even close to
consecutive
Lamar,
games of a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown in one season. Wait, what?
So this dude gets off to his rushing touchdowns. I think he's used that as a crutch to his game, and that's limited his development as a quarterback.
I think you put too much sashimi on your shishomi.
Well, so did he then. All right. Wolves. 3-3, and Ant's off to a hot start.
Ow.
But we're 3-3, and we looked really bad on the second night of a back-to-back against the Spurs. Looked really bad. But let's talk about Ant's hot start. Because he's in the MVP conversation first 2 weeks into the season, which doesn't mean much. But where is it? Here it is. I got it right here because you guys care so much. Ant's hot start. Most points in Wolves history through five games.
Oh,
not the first five games, five games. First, it was Kevin Garnett with 139 during his MVP season, I'll add. And Edwards in the first five games of this season beat him by 10 points with 149
points. Do you know
what I hate?
Tell me, please.
What do you hate?
You know what I really hate?
Talk about it.
Talking about ridiculous, stupid stats when 10% of the league games haven't even been played yet.
Ooh, get fired up.
Well, that's not totally pointless. That's most. What do you mean?
Why most points in five
why
games?
Is it pointless? Why is
who
it
cares?
Pointless?
In Timberwolves history?
Who cares?
We care because it's our young
it's
superstar.
Five games.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. But
oh my God, I put up 30 at the Y last week.
Don't discredit your stats so quickly. Defend them. Defend.
Well, that's impressive. Most points.
I'm flustered.
Most points over a five game span in franchise history.
Five games.
Okay.
That's not even 10% of the season.
We're 3-3, right?
This is still a good. Okay. If
we're going to fact check six games.
No, it's.
We're 3-3.
The stat is most points in Wolf history through five games.
Yeah.
That's a cool stat, especially when the person who holds that stat is Kevin Garnett, a Hall of Famer. That's fun for Timberwolves fans. Come on. It doesn't mean anything towards winning.
You or the dog?
I'm not saying that. I get that. But that's cool. More points than Garnett ever had
this
through five games.
This is the problem with technology.
Well, I agree.
Who cares?
I care because Ant's great.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
And what about this one? Most three-pointers in Wolves history through five games. Previously, Karl-Anthony Towns with 18. Edwards now with 29.
Five fucking games.
Yeah, exactly. Look at him go. He's killing it. Those are good things.
He's on fire.
And he beat good players.
Yeah, but what's the sample size?
Five games.
It's more than zero.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing.
Means nothing towards the success of the season.
Yeah.
But it's very cool individual accomplishments.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you, Sody.
Ow. Thank you.
All right. Where's the okay? And here's what Ant has to say to guys like Doc, who say he's taking too many three pointers.
I did say that.
Well, you're hating.
I'm
either
not
way.
Hating.
So Ant says, "Fuck him."
He ain't hating on Ant.
Not hating on Ant.
I know.
I think he's
hating on the stats.
The emphasis you're putting on the first five games of the season.
Well, do you guys agree or disagree with Ant? What would you say to somebody who said you're shooting too many threes? Fuck him. Love it.
I'd say I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Honey.
Exactly. Honey. That's absolutely right. And a quick LOL.
It was the late, great Colonel Sanders.
Before we wrap her up. name the movie, Doc. Come on.
Ricky Bobby!
Draymond Green says on his podcast that he will have less than 10 texts this year.
Draymond Green also said, I'm going to hit somebody in the mouth.
LOL Draymond. He gets that, and I'll do this.
Oh, wasn't he also complaining about how he's not in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, dude, you're old as shit now. Like, okay, last year he was very good at defense. He's still a great defensive player, but
come on. Well, yeah, when he puts that body on you and is punching you in your mouth.
Yeah, choke holding you and forearms to the forehead.
I'm also great at defense on Y ball.
Good point.
Dude, remember,
good point.
What's his name? Richard Seymour Hoffman and, Long Game Pauly.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That one. Remember what about that defense?
This way. Rain Man.
That was huge.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Check out our website where it can bring you to our shop. You can buy awesome things on the shop. You can check out our premium content, which now includes an episode of Fantasy. Oh my gosh, this kid loves Kyler so much. That's insane. That's not healthy.
He's got that saved in his notes.
He's got that dog in him. Sody. He's committed to his guy. I love it.
He's got that saved in his notes. Yes. So whenever someone brings it up, he just copies and
pastes. I picked the right guy to text about Kyler.
Just show the camera. Just hit that scroll. Like, look at this. Look at that. He's ready. I didn't know anyone was this passionate about Kyler.
Oh, geez,
I
think
so.
The problem is a lot of that I just saw are Oklahoma stats. Congrats. He was great in college.
Ooh. Hey, thanks guys for listening. Check out all of our stuff. Like, subscribe, buy our t-shirts. Check out our freemium on our premium at patreon.com/
Hey, and we're
office.
Still less than 10% into the season. Get your Nas Reed shirts.
Get your Nas Reed shirts.
Spay and neuter your neighbors.
Ooh.